Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You're listening to the opening market report from willag.org. Find us online at willag.org. You know, Brazil's soybean planting, it continues to move forward solidly. That reaching 59% of the projected crop, according to AgRural, a local farm consultancy agency in South America. Fieldwork there is in line with the five-year averages, and overall, the crop is said to be in good condition in South America. The national average basis for corn right here in the United States was unchanged overnight at 19 cents under the December futures, while the DTN National Corn Index was up 8 cents, that at $4.16 a bushel for the cash price. The national average basis for soybeans unchanged at 35 cents under the January, and the DTN National Soybean Index up 5 cents at $12.67. The average basis for hard red winter wheat down a penny at 30 cents under the December contract, and DTN's National Hard Red Winter Wheat Index was down 3 cents at $6.77. We'll take a more complete look at the agricultural futures contracts from the CME Group in just a moment. Right now, here's Drew Lerner with today's World Weather Incorporated update.
Cold weather has settled into the heart of the Midwest this morning. It will stay with us throughout the day today and probably into tomorrow morning, but then a quick recovery in temperatures back to normal. In fact, even warmer than normal conditions will occur as we move forward through the weekend. The outlook specifically, though, will keep temperatures very chilly across the region today. I don't think anybody's going to be seeing above average temperatures. We'll look for highs running mostly in the 20s and 30s across the region, with a few lower 40s in southernmost portions of the region. That's going to be a bit of a struggle to get to after this morning's temperatures. We saw readings dropping down into the single digits and teens across the western Corn Belt. And a couple of readings near and slightly below 0 degrees are likely to come in when the 24-hour lows are recorded this morning. Aberdeen, South Dakota, and Spencer, Iowa were a couple of locations that were quite cold this morning with temperatures near zero. And it looks as though the eastern Midwest temperatures were running mostly in the upper teens and the 20s now. Areas near the Ohio River were a bit warmer. We'll expect the afternoon temperatures tomorrow to rebound back into a little bit more of a favorable range of upper 30s and 40s across a big part of the Midwest. Some lower 50s may occur west of the Missouri River, but that'll occur only after another cold night occurs tonight. We'll expect lows tomorrow morning to run mostly in the teens and 20s across the heart of the Midwest, and it wouldn't surprise me at all to see a couple of upper single-digit readings in a few locations. The temperatures, though, will not be this cold again for quite a little while. We'll expect the low temperatures to rebound back into the 20s and 30s as we move on into the end of the work week. And over the weekend, we may actually see some low temperatures in the 40s across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest ahead of our next storm system. The afternoon temperatures will also recover somewhat as we move towards the end of this week, with afternoon readings eventually getting back to the 50s and 60s in the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest. And again, the warmest weather will probably occur over the weekend, and we'll likely see that mostly in those eastern and southern parts of the region. I don't think the Northwest will ever get into that kind of warmth. The temperatures up there will most likely be 30s and 40s most often through a big part of the next 5 to 7 days. Well, I did mention the chance for precipitation to return to the Midwest, and I think that that will occur in a couple of little waves. The first little disturbance is probably not going to start impacting the region until we get into probably sometime Friday. The precipitation that occurs initially will be very erratically distributed. Now, there will be a little bit of shower activity already occurring on Thursday afternoon in the western Corn Belt, maybe a few areas from Kansas and Nebraska northward into Minnesota and Wisconsin. Much of this precipitation is not likely to be very well organized, and it's not going to be very impressive on the moisture totals. But as we move into the day on Friday, the precipitation will become perhaps a little bit better organized as it drifts through the eastern Midwest, but it's not until we get involved with another frontal system and another little surge of moisture coming northward from the Gulf of Mexico over the heart of the weekend that we'll see precipitation increase more significantly. The greatest precipitation will probably occur from late Saturday into Monday. During that period of time, a big part of the Midwest will see precipitation at one time or another, and moisture totals could easily run a quarter to three quarters of an inch, with some local amounts getting upwards over an inch. We'll keep an eye on that system. The eastern Midwest West will once again be more favored than the western areas, and in particular the northwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks go to Drew Lerner for his update of the agricultural weather forecast. This is the opening market report from Illinois Public Media. It's markets and weather for the farming world. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason on this 12th day of November. Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, joins us to look at the futures markets. Good morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
Tell me about activity in the overnight trade first, please.
Well, we were mostly higher at one time or another. We were all mixed a hair, but we had corn up a penny or two and beans up 5 to 6. And then when we went to the reopening, corn backed off and we're down 3 there now, and beans are only up 3 to 4, 4 off their highs.
And when we take a look at some of the numbers that have been coming out from South America, on soybeans, it appears that about 59% of that crop, as reported this morning by Ag Rural, has been planted. That's in line with normal planting rates there. Conditions seem to be good. Will there be pressure in the bean market?
There will be eventually. It might not be right now, but when they get done and we have reports of what kind of crop there are, and then especially when harvest starts mid-January to mid-Feb, we should see pressure then.
Farmers will be tallying both their corn and their soybean crops at this point, now that they've got it mostly put away and in the bin. They start to do a little paperwork after they get their anhydrous ammonia on. The things that they'll be working out is whether they need to make sales before December 31st or the end of the year for tax purpose more than anything else. If they do need to make sales, what should they do to protect themselves? Anything?
Well, if they make sales, they're done. If they don't make sales, they need to look at buying puts. We have had the bounce afterwards. It looks like on corn it's over now. Plenty of it available. And we might need to look at next year's crop that's 40-some cents higher and made some bounces here the last couple of days to start on next year's, let alone this year's.
This has been a theme since July that we need to make some sales for next year. Of course, producers are thinking, hey, I'd like $5, not something with a 4 in front of it. But you're of an opinion that if we raised a 1/8, or if we raised a 14 billion crop this year, nearly, we can raise as large a crop next year, and that'll just continue to build stocks?
That is correct, and that would be very bad on next year's prices. And it's an anomaly in corn that we're 40-plus over this year's crop in price, and we have been as high as 50-60 in the last 2 months, whereas if you look at beans, we're $1.40 to $1.60 lower next year on prices.
And farmers are always reluctant to make sales of a crop that they don't have in hand. How do they protect themselves in that process?
Well, it's expensive to do puts out there, but you can do them by buying a put and selling an out-of-the-money call or selling a further out-of-the-money put and do it that way to make it more reasonable.
What are generally they willing to make sales this far ahead? Are they at 10 or 15 or 20%? How? And I'm looking for that kind of comfort level. I can raise this much, I know.
That's all across the board. I have people that will do half of next year's crop, but I have other people at 10 to 15 is a big amount to have on the books.
What are your expectations for the rest of the trade today?
I expect it to be sideways to lower. We've already made the highs, I think, and here we have beans only up 1 to 2. Wouldn't surprise me to see them back off and have a lower day all around.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a great one.
You too. Pete Manhart is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, and joins us here on the opening market report from Illinois Public Media. The numbers in Chicago currently trading the nearby soft red winter wheat a penny higher at $6.47 and a quarter. The March at $6.57 and three quarters, up a half, and July of next year at $6.62 and three quarters, down 2 cents. The December corn at $4.30 and three quarters, down 4. The March 4 lower at $4.42 and a half, and May at $4.51 and a quarter, down 4 and a quarter. July corn, $4.57 and a half, down 4 cents. And December futures at $4.71 and a quarter for next year, down 4 and a half for the day. November beans at $13.10 and a half, or 2 and a half higher. January at $13.03 and three quarters, up 2 and three quarters. And the March at $12.84, 2 and a quarter higher. July contract in the bean pit, $12.58 and a half, up 0.75 cents. And November of next year at $11.66 and three quarters, down a quarter. Bean meal at $4.21.70, down 40. Bean oil at $4.89, that's 47 cents lower. Live cattle futures now, $132.75, 35 cents higher. The February futures at 134.37.5, up 42.5 cents. November feeders down 22.5 at 164.20, and the January feeder cattle 25 cents lower at 164.17.5. December lean hogs for the day at $88 and a nickel are down 7.5 cents. We're coming up on the top of the hour, 9 o'clock Central Time. You're, of course, listening to WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the local area. Sunny skies today, a high of just 33 degrees on a northwest wind at 9 to 16. It'll gust all the way to 24. That means it's going to feel cold outside today. Mostly clear and a low of 17 degrees tonight. Northwest winds at 5 to 7. Tomorrow, sunny skies and 40 degrees. Tomorrow evening, mostly clear and a low of 26. And Thursday, sunny and 49 with a southwest wind at 10 to 17 miles an hour. Thursday, partly cloudy and a low of 35. Friday night, partly sunny, or Friday during the day, partly sunny and a high of 48. And then Friday night, partly cloudy and 34. Saturday, sunny skies and 53. And Saturday night, a chance of rainfall, cloudy, 44 degrees. Sunday, a chance of rain, cloudy and a high near 58. Sunday night, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy and a low of 47. And on Monday, well, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy, and a high near 55 degrees. Of course, you're listening to Illinois Public Media. It does come to you from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois.